Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
20 minutes away from announcing those three names to send you to Florida, Kid Nation. Hopefully you signed up. We tell you when, where to sign up and when to listen, so we make it pretty easy for you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you missed that by chance, you go to KidNation.com to sign up. That's where you do it. You only have to do it once, and then you can get hooked up with that trip. Also, don't forget, Beat the Bank is coming back next week. We play twice a day, 7:10 and 8:10 Central, which means Big Al Mac Raps are back.
Beat the Bank.
Oh, yes, sir.
Beat the Bank.
Less than 1 hour away from first world problems, but right now what we want to do is give you some words of wisdom, Kid Nation. Mm-hmm. And look, if you're listening right now, maybe you're halfway done with college. You're just finishing up with college.
Maybe you just graduated high school.
Yeah. And you want to hook up some of the graduating class of 2018 with your knowledge as well. You can share. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
In the meantime, we will go around the room and we will share our words of wisdom
We've been there, people.
Yeah. We know what to do.
We've got at least 5 or 6 years of college between us.
For example, look, it's okay to wear shirts and underwear twice in a week in college.
Right.
Because doing the laundry is a whooping.
It is a beating.
Going to the laundromat is crazy. And speaking of the laundromat, make sure you check the washer and the dryer every time. The dryer can give you some money. The washing machine, somebody might leave a piece of colored clothing in there, and then your shirts come out looking pink.
All right.
Good tip.
If you're frying bologna in your dorm room.
Bologna.
If you're frying bologna in your dorm room, always put the towel down at the bottom of the door so the RA doesn't bust you for cooking in your dorm room.
Mm-hmm. Kelly?
Oh, I kind of went more serious with it.
Oh, you can. We have serious. This is all serious.
This is all wisdom. This is all important.
Yeah.
Well, I've learned, you know, one of my favorite things used to be when I was in high school, my girlfriend and I would sit at the mall, and this is horrible, and our pastime was sitting there making fun of people. It's awful. I was an overweight, insecure teenager with a bad perm.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I had to tear other people down in order to make myself feel like superior.
So do that.
You know, that's why you watch shows like Jerry Springer. But what I've learned is you don't have to tear somebody else down to build yourself up. In the same case with other people too. It's like when people you don't have to hate someone to prove how much you love someone else. You don't have to tear somebody down to build somebody else up.
So instead of going to
grasp that concept, you know, you're not in competition with anyone but yourself.
Instead of going to the mall and talking trash and making fun,
I admit it.
Instead, give them a compliment.
Take us through it, Kelly.
I would just say, I would just sit there and look at what they're wearing and make fun of people. I'm admitting that I did this as a teenager.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you realize that's horrible. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I did it was because of my insecurities. So don't do that.
Jenna?
Always carry a razor.
Always.
Deodorant. Perfume and a toothbrush.
You never know
in college where you're going to end up.
Uh-huh.
You always want to be fresh.
That's right, girl.
That's a good tip.
That's
too.
A great tip.
I still do it.
We got one on the text.
I don't use it as much because I go home to my own place.
That actually goes home. From the text.
Yeah.
Netflix is not a substitute for class. Trust me, I tried it. 1.27 GPA.
Yeah, be careful with that.
Shout out.
Also, words of wisdom.
Yeah.
If you see a friend in college and they happen to be rich, or a guy, befriend him.
Befriend the rich guy.
They go cool places on vacation.
That's in life.
Sometimes a boat and a pool.
Oh yeah. Sometimes their family will pay for you to come along on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
They will buy dinner. Always reach for the wallet, but they will get your dinner.
Yep.
And when you can't buy the books because books, let's be honest, are way too expensive, they will let you Xerox and copy.
They still Xerox.
Well, if you can't afford books, yes, that's what. You take copies of the book, so you don't have to buy it.
I'm glad you bring up books. And your ambition.
Yes.
In pursuit of your life's dream, sign up for as many hours as possible. That way, when you drop the class, you have more books to sell.
Yeah.
Man, isn't that a great feeling?
They give you so much money for those books that you resell, don't they?
Nothing.
It's something.
Do not text the guy 3 times in a row.
Oh, that is great. And guys, don't text the girl 3 times in a row.
No, I was going to say 2, but sometimes you double text. So just don't make it 3 with no response in between.
Right.
Don't text 3 times in
a
row.
Double 2.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to stop blaming everything on your childhood and your crappy parents and what happened to you in second grade. When you have to stop blaming things on your past and take personal responsibility.
Yes.
You see people who have survived way worse things go on to achieve greatness. So stop blaming everything on your past.
That's right.
And look towards the future.
If you can't make rent and you haven't made that rich friend yet, it's okay to live in your truck. If you live near the beach, go sleep there. And use the public restroom and the showers to get yourself all cleaned up to go to school.
Wow. That's in California. Really.
Free rent.
There you go. Always try to date a girl that lives somewhat close to the fire exit in the girl's dorm. Thank you.
Don't pull the fire alarm in the fraternity house.
Don't do that. That's very scary. Speaking of fraternity houses, if you do rush a fraternity, wear sandals in the shower.
Oh, wow.
There are lots of gross things on that floor.
You need showers.
You do not want athlete's foot or whatever foot you can get from whatever's on the ground.
I feel like I can't participate because I'm the only one that's like taking a serious route. Mine aren't funny at all.
That's all right.
I'm about to go serious on you, Kelly.
These are tips. When you go home to
You know what I've learned, though, honestly, from my nobody ever asks to see your diploma.
No.
They kind of take your word for it.
Yeah.
So lie when you get out.
I'm not saying lie. Yeah. Isn't that interesting that we work so hard to get that piece of paper? Have you ever once been asked to show your diploma?
No, never.
That's the truth.
But it's not. It's hanging there on the wall.
Mine's not hanging on the wall.
Oh, you didn't even hang it?
I don't even know where mine is.
Mine's not even mine. It's my wife's.
Me neither.
If your friend got an A on his history paper, it doesn't mean you will also get an A when you reuse his paper.
That's true. Did for teachers.
I got a C. I'm not sure why I got a C.
Yeah.
Because he got an A.
I don't get that. That's happened before.
It was an A paper.
Do your own paper.
It was an A paper.
Hold on. Gabriel's on the phone with us. Gabriel, you have some words of wisdom for the class of 2018?
I do. It's okay to cry every time you look at your bank account.
Miss Gabrielle, I'm sorry. Gabrielle.
Overdraft on the rail.
Yeah, girl.
I overdrafted a lot.
Cry right there at the bank.
Yeah.
If you have to. Maybe that's where you will make your rich friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gabrielle, thank you.
I hope so.
Thank you for that words of wisdom.
When you go home to visit mom, always take your dirty clothes with you. She would love to do them.
She does.
She does do
She
them
really does.
Happily.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't find that to be true. No. I don't get a lot of joy in doing dirty laundry.
You wait till Emma Kelly goes off to school.
Right, I'll wait for that moment.
Yeah, my mom loved it.
Yeah.
She said she did.
Here's keeping it real for you, too, when you go to college. Your professors don't really care to push you as much as your high school teachers. You are paying to go to that school. They'll teach you if you show up.
That's true. Mm.
They are not there to babysit you. True. A lot of them won't even remind you when projects are due. True. They just give you a syllabus at the beginning, and you need to keep track of that. Also, dating your professor is apparently legal, so that's pretty cool.
That is?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I told you about my experience with a professor that wanted to date me, and I said, I don't think we should do that during the school semester.
How'd that go for you?
Well, I passed Spanish. I can't speak a word of it. That's how
well. Oh, you didn't have to date him, though.
But I didn't. I ran. As soon as the semester was over, I ran the other way, so I never have to see him again.
When picking out your classes, always select classes with the oldest professors, because you can usually find students with copies of old exams.
Don't encourage cheating, y'all.
I'm not. I wasn't. I was saying don't.
Hold on. This is great advice from Chase. Chase, love your advice. What is it?
If it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes worrying about it.
That's a
good one.
Solid.
That's helpful.
Well done, Chase. Thank you, sir.
Do not take those free, easy sign-up credit cards that they give you in the student union building. You'll be paying for those bad boys for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to have their first credit card mess up.
Yeah.
My daddy bailed me out once, and I promised him. I said, Daddy, I'll never ask you again, and I haven't. Mm-hmm. I stuck to it.
You only have about one pass with your parents.
Yeah.
I didn't understand how credit cards worked, and I was late with my first payment.
They give them to you. You don't even have a job.
I wrote a handwritten letter apologizing for my late payment and included it with the check. Because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I have another one.
All right. Go ahead, Jen.
I just remembered. Don't drink anything that's served in a trash can.
Those are some of the best
parties. Or a bathtub.
Those are the best
when someone tells you the drinks are in the bathtub or they're in a trash can, don't drink it.
Don't.
Because your night will disappear.
And along those lines, there is a time limit to keg stands, people. You can't do that forever.
Don't hog it.
Don't hog the keg.
Yeah.
And if your parents come out, let them take that keg stand, because you will become so cool. Let them.
I think that went well.
Yeah, there's some great words of wisdom there.
When someone sets up an outdoor slip and slide, do not do it.
No. You'll get hurt.
But man,
we went to the hospital.
And again, instead of being afraid to fail, embrace your failures. That's your opportunity to grow in relationships, in school, at work. Failing means you're learning. Don't confuse that with failing out of school, though, because definitely fear that one.
Mm-hmm.
That one will suck. That's the only one fear you should have.
You can charge your friends to drive them in your car when they don't have a car.
Oh, 100%. Fill up my gas tank, I'll drive you all day.
That was actually the inspiration for First Impression Limousine.
Oh, man. We should go back to college for 1 week and see how we do.
I feel good about that.
Wait to get out. I was counting down the days. Only 37 more days, and I'll never have to park in this parking lot again.
Oh, man.
Oh, I couldn't stand it.
I love college.
Oh, if I had to go back right now, I would collapse in tears. I hated it.
Don't buy
good luck graduating seniors.
Don't buy a parking pass. Take a risk. Maybe you'll get a ticket once the whole school year.
Yeah.
Or maybe not like Jenna. She got more than one.
I'm still paying them off.
Hey, we want to announce three names, Kid Nation. Your chance to go to Florida if you signed up at KidNation.com with our Florida Family Flyaway is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we asked you to sign up at KidNation.com for our Florida Family Flyaway, which means we call out three names. First one in wins the trip. That's how it works. If nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we will open it up for everyone. So if you forgot to sign up or your name was not called, there's still a chance. There is still a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al Mac, I see you ready to go with those names.
How about this? Brandon Davis, Lauren Pavlik, and Adriana Woods. Adriana Woods, Lauren Pavlik, and Brandon Davis. The 10 minutes start right now. The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if one of the aforementioned names is not yours, just stay tuned, because nobody calls back. Like JC said, we'll open it up for everybody.
And if you don't win today, we have another trip for you tomorrow.
Sign up at KidNation.com.
Yeah, go do that. I know, that blew the speakers right there. But that song should be played loudly. Star Wars.
Yes.
We just had a new Star Wars movie come out, Solo. Let you know all about Han Solo, how he met Chewbacca, where he comes from, how he got his ship, all that good stuff, what he was up to. Number one movie in America right now. And our boy Nick Adams, producer Nick, you got to chat with one of the stars of the movie.
I did. I got to talk to the Chewbacca.
Hold on, Kelly, what was that again?
That was a show, no gargle.
Hold on, let me have a Chewbacca conversation with Kelly.
You should see her face. What's she doing? She
looks like a lizard.
I take my part very seriously.
Her tongue is poking out of her mouth about a quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
In and out, in and out, in and out.
It's like that when you have something on your tongue, you like a hair, you can't get it.
Yeah.
It tickles my lips when I do that. Mm.
So, yes, this took place the day the movie came out. This was on Friday. So he was in town, came in our studio the day the biggest movie in the country came out.
Wow.
And it was after hours, so you guys had already left.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm going to interview Chewbacca.
Yeah.
And so he is 6'11 and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll round that up.
We're going to round that up. And so 7 foot tall. And he's taking over from a guy named Peter Mayhew, who played the role for like 40-something years. Peter was, or is, 7'3". So this guy's a little bit shorter.
But, let's be honest, this is younger Chewbacca.
It is younger
so
Chewbacca.
So maybe he had not reached his...
He was only 190 in this movie.
He was just a youngin.
And his name, I have a hard time with his name, and at the beginning of the interview here, you'll hear me kind of butcher it, but he helps me. It's Yontis Suotemo.
Yontis Suotemo?
He's from Finland.
Oh.
And so he has a very Finnish accent. Very nice guy. He talked to me for like 20 minutes, but we're not going to play that whole thing for you.
Yeah.
But very nice guy. So check it out. Here's my interview with the Chewbacca. Yontis Suotemo.
Perfect.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it right.
You were tutoring me a little bit before we started, so thank you for joining us. You're taking over the role of Chewbacca, and I have to imagine, figuratively and literally, giant shoes to fill.
Absolutely. It's a great honor and wonderful to continue the work that Peter Mayhew, the original Chewbacca, started.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm on my own and enjoying the release of Solo, A Star Wars Story.
You mentioned Peter Mayhew, and I've heard you talk about in other interviews, Wookiee School. You had a week, or Wookiee Boot Camp.
Wookiee Boot Camp. Yeah, yeah.
And I got to imagine in my head, I'm really romanticizing this, as in there had to have been some sort of like graduation ceremony or like a passing of the torch. Was there anything like that, or was it just a go get it, kid?
Exactly. But I think it's the latter. Peter Mayhew, he was so graceful about it. We watched his performance in the original trilogy, and we tried to pin down things that I had to work with, and mm-hmm. then I just kind of received his blessing in a very good way and just ran with it.
You know, you want to be the best Wookiee possible. That comes down to your mannerisms. Mm. That comes down to how you speak. And how does the voice work? Is it you? Is it a mix of you and computers? Or how? What happens there?
Well, actually, I do the voice. And I do it on set just to give a reference to the other actors and have a good time in the suit, because when we have set visitors, it's lovely to be able to do some sort of Chewbacca sound.
Some of the most famous on-set visitors that you guys had over in London was Prince William and Prince Harry.
Oh, yeah.
So when they were there, were they just kind of like geeking out about everything? Were you guys geeking out about them being there?
I think it was mutual. Uh-huh. Yeah, they were excited. They were the ones who came to me and gave me hugs, you know?
Now, they probably have to hug you. You can't go hug them. Isn't there like a lot of protocol you have to go by?
Yeah, I think I went in for Harry, mm-hmm. and William just, yeah. It was like we broke protocol, like, jointly.
Isn't there something where you can't turn your back to them? Did they give you like a school, like, hey, don't do this, this, and this?
No, but afterwards, when I met them at the Last Jedi premiere, there was a whole protocol, of course. And Harry asked me, is that you?
It's me.
Yeah, it's me. It was me.
Did either of them try to do a Wookiee impression or a Wookiee voice? No.
No, I don't think that would be. Yeah.
I can't do it. I've been trying all day.
Yeah, that's good. Nail that first and then go with the tongue roll, for the rolling R. Yeah. But separate those. You don't have to do them together. You just do the. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Well, thanks so much, man. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much.
He showed you how to do it,
and it went on for a little longer. And he was
a babe.
Yeah.
He's like a babe.
He's a good-looking dude. He has a, I don't know if they're married, he has a woman in his life, and so he brought his, like, 5-month-old son with him here. So it was funny. There's some big steps. You come down to our studio. He was carrying this stroller. This 7-foot-tall guy coming down these big stairs.
Now, his five-month-old, like, 3 feet tall
already.
Yeah,
he's huge.
Oh, my God.
But I had him, when he came here, I had him stand where I am right now.
Yeah.
But he's so tall, like, his heads were hitting the lights that are up above us, so he had to go sit at Kelly's spot.
He still looks like he's standing.
He looks like how tall Kelly is when she's standing up. I mean, he's that tall.
What a stud.
Yeah, very nice guy.
He reminds me of that big Russian, this is an old movie, that Rocky movie.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yes, that dude.
The Russian dude?
Yeah. I mean, just his, I don't know, he just kind of reminds me of it.
His face?
Yeah.
He played basketball, I think.
Yeah, he played basketball over in Europe, or he played at Penn State, graduated, then went and played over in Europe. He was like doing odd jobs selling insurance and stuff, and then he got a casting call for a 7-foot-tall person with blue eyes, and he landed the role of Chewbacca.
Because you're set forever now.
Yeah, I mean, now he's in that universe.
Yeah, you're in the Star Wars universe forever.
Cool. And so we have another celebrity interview coming up next week.
Yeah.
And this is for you, Big Al.
Okay.
Oh, Last time we sent you to interview Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
How'd you like that?
Nerve-wracking.
Very.
Well, someone's coming to town, and so you're going to go to a fancy hotel and interview them.
Yes!
It's someone that I believe you've talked to before. It's been a while.
Okay.
But you get to talk to the guy who gave us possibly the best moment in TV, recent TV history, this guy.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Derek Dazeem.
Yes.
John Travolta's coming to town.
I love me some John Travolta.
He's got that new John Gotti movie coming out finally.
Yeah.
So he's coming to promote that. So him and his wife, Kelly Preston, you get to talk to both of them.
Awesome.
I've never met Kelly.
No, I've interviewed John two or three times.
You got him to rap once. LL Cool J.
He likes you. It's always gone
Did John request Big Al?
No, no. It was just he's coming to town, and we thought, oh, they've interviewed before. Let's do Al.
That'd be great.
It'd be nice if he came and was like, oh, I know Big Al. Yeah. I am. Oh,
yeah,
maybe.
That's all right. That's all right.
I bet he'll remember you, though.
I hope so. I love him.
So look for that next week. Okay, maybe towards the end of next week, we'll play that.
Okay, cool.
You should do your John Travolta for him, like young John Travolta, and do the interview as young John Travolta.
Oh, my. I'm not going to mess
the voice
it
and everything.
I'm not going to mess
Sandy.
It up.
Sandy.
Hey,
Sandy.
I'm not going to mess it up.
Hey, Sandy. Hey, John. How's it going?
We got Big Al Dupree's.
Not gonna mess this up.
Well done, Nick. We'll post that interview with Chewbacca. Yandis Suatamo.
Yandis Suatamo. Yeah.
Suatamo. At KidNation.com if you want to check it out.
Loved it.
Well done. You can see what he looks like because Jenna says he's bae now.
He is hot.
Tall bae.
Well, you just don't think Chewbacca's going to roll in and be a babe. Under all that hair.
Under all that hair. All right, let's give away this trip. We called out three names and we asked you to call back so you could win this trip. One of you will win it. And that person is you, Lauren Pavlik.
Yes.
What? You're the best. You want to call us back, so you just won yourself a trip to Florida.
Oh, my God. No way. Oh,
yeah. Yes. Way. Lauren, you're going to the Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort, which is the number one resort on Florida's Emerald Coast. You and three of your friends are flying round trip to Sandestin. And for three nights and a four-day SUV size car rental.
Yes.
You have one job that you've given yourself.
So crazy.
I try to make it sound different every time.
Yeah. Well, sometimes just make it sound.
This place is awesome. You have 7 miles of beach and bayfront, four championship golf courses, tennis, all sorts of activities, a full-service marina in the village of Baytown Wharf.
Wharf.
Which is, yes, Al, thank you.
It's a wharf.
But this waterfront village has all sorts of shops and restaurants and nightclubs. It's going to be wonderful. Thank you, visitflorida.com.
Oh, my God, it sounds incredible. Thank you.
Who are you bringing?
Definitely my husband and probably my sisters.
Okay. Oh, there you go. We can let a little family pair right there. You guys have fun out there. Take tons of pictures. And thank you for listening, signing up, and calling, Lauren. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. From the text, is his name Giannis or Loris? Giannis.
Laurel. Is it Laurel?
Laurel.
That's the joke.
I know. Well played, Kid Nation. Well played. Big Al Mack, let's take a live look at what it was like for him yesterday.
No. I can't believe this.
How does this happen?
Oh, Big Al Mack was stranded yesterday. If you saw him on the side of the road, do give us a call. We want to hear all about it. But he will tell us what happened.
People were just blowing. I'm like, don't blow. Stop.
And I need you guys to help me because my little brother sent me a message, a voice message. I have no idea what he's saying.
My French is so rusty.
Hopefully you can help me.
Someone listening will know.
Hopefully you can help me because I need to communicate with him, but he's only speaking in French apparently right now.
Uh-huh.
We'll do that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
About 40 minutes away from First World Problems. So if you want to start sending those our way, that would be awesome. For example, what is a First World Problem? Got one here from the text.
Okay.
I'm hungry, but I don't feel like chewing. Hashtag First World Problems.
Wow.
Yeah.
That, there you go.
I've never heard
peanut
that.
Peanut butter.
That's funny.
Peanut butter is a good solution.
That's funny.
You have to be soft.
That's lazy.
Yeah, that's we do have to bring back, does that make me lazy?
That's lazy. I'm hungry. Oh, I just don't feel like chewing food.
I'm just not going to eat.
You need some formula. You need some baby formula.
And real quick, according to a new study, the most hated word in the English language is hate. Hate is the most hated word. Coming in hot at number two, moist.
Yeah.
Moist.
I don't know why that makes people cringe.
Moist?
Moist. Yeah, moist and ointment.
I don't mind moist.
Look at what those two words have in common. Oy.
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 Moist.
Oy.
People don't like that sound. Moist.
Oy. That's what I say when I hit my toe. Oy.
Oy.
Oy. Oy. Oy.
I think that's a Brazilian word. Oy. Oy.
Oy. I don't mind a moist cake. When somebody describes their cake as being moist.
That's a good thing.
Bother me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm all good.
I guess I'm in the minority on that.
I know. I'm with you on that one. I do need to, speaking of words, I need some help.
Okay.
If anybody speaks French, listen up to
this little
message. I woke up to a message from my bio dad's wife, who's French, and they live out in France now. So I have two little brothers, Max and Kike, Enrique.
A lot of French people in France.
Yeah, a lot of French people, Al.
Yeah.
And my little brothers have now started to speak nothing but French because that's where they're living. So that's what they rock with.
But they are Hispanic. Well, I guess they're half.
Yeah, they were born in Mexico. My father is Mexican, but his wife is French, and she works with the government. So they moved to France.
All right.
All right.
And so now my little brothers are fluent in Spanish, English, and French.
Wow, that's good.
And this morning when I wake up to a message from my little brother, I get excited because normally he tries to practice his English with me, and I get to listen to him talk, and he's 9 years old, and it's the sweetest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But this time, I was left pondering, what is he saying? Because this is the message, and Jenna, I know you probably have the best French going on here.
Oh, it's been a minute.
Take a listen to this.
Bonjour.
That's hello.
On a des billets de tombola, et dans les billets de tombola, il y a des choses à gagner. Et Lélo a gagné, il y a une télévision à 80 cm, une enceinte Bluetooth et un distributeur de bonbons. Combien vous voulez?
I heard television and bonbon.
Voulez, that means...
Combien vous voulez?
Would you?
That's something about, like, would you come? Something about would you come?
Oh.
Is he going to play soccer on television and are you going to come watch?
He's not playing soccer on television. I don't think so.
He said combien. I don't know.
I know he said bonjour. That was hello.
Bonjour, hello. That's what I got.
And he said an un and then I think that's and.
Uh-huh.
That's yeah.
Let's take it a little bit by little bit, JC.
Okay.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Hello. That's hello.
Well, okay.
On a des billets de Merlot.
Merlot. Okay. He's drinking wine.
Okay.
He's drinking some Merlot.
Some Merlot. Oh, okay. Got you. Got you. Okay. Let's continue.
Et dans les billets
de Merlot,
il y a des choses à gagner.
So then he needs to see a menu.
A menu?
He needs to see a menu.
I can't even. Okay,
Sommelier?
Too much. I don't know.
Why we just talking over it. I don't know.
There's got to be a French-speaking, a fluent French-speaking listener listening.
Yeah, because we don't know.
More than me?
Because maybe this message is really important.
You need your calling back.
Don't think a 9-year-old's ordering wine off the menu. You don't think that's the case.
He's asking, combien is
how many? No, hablo francés.
Combien's how many?
Combien?
Vuvu is like, how many do you want? That's the last thing he said. I don't know anything else. Television was in there somewhere, but I think he's trying to sell you something. How many do you want? He's selling bonbons. How many do you want?
He's in a multi-level.
He's selling cookies.
He's in a multi-level bonbon selling scheme.
He's like in a school fundraiser or something, maybe. Yeah. That could be it.
And he's drinking wine.
Yeah, Merlot.
Combien, vuvu, yeah. Combien. How many? He's asking how many you want of something. I just don't know what in the middle he was saying.
Oh, okay.
There you go,
Jenna. And if anybody has a deeper translation,
yeah,
I would like to take that one.
I got
un peu. Bonjour. My little brother is so cool. Bonjour. Speaking three languages.
Bonjour. It's not hello. It's good morning.
Bonjour. You can say anytime, right?
No, you say bonsoir in the evening.
Bonjour is just hello.
Oh, bonsoir?
Yes, I do know
bonjour
that.
Bonjour is just hello.
I thought it was...
Bonjour, ça va is just like, hey, how are you?
Oh, but bonsoir is in the evening,
bonsoir
right?
Is good evening.
Okay.
Hey, bonsoir. Bonjour. Buongiorno? What's buongiorno?
Buongiorno.
That's a rice, I believe.
It's Italian.
It's Italian?
Oh. Buongiorno is Italian,
it's
right?
It's not
even French. I'm way off. Okay.
I think we handled that.
Hold on. Four. Selma, you
thank
speak
you.
French.
Yay.
Bonjour, Selma.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Me va bien?
Yeah. Come see.
Yeah, you're
doing
good.
Say la vie.
So what was he saying?
So he's saying that he's selling some tickets to try to win a TV bonbon making machine, which is like just candy making machine and something else.
Oh.
So he wanted to see how many tickets do you want to buy from him.
There you go. Jenna, you partially got
well
it.
Well done.
I'm Frenchish.
How do I say thank you in French, Jenna?
Gracias. Oh, no.
Grazie. Yeah.
Grazie.
No, that's
Italian. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup, Selma.
Yeah.
Je t'aime.
He didn't say anything about wine?
No.
No wine. No wine.
We heard Merlot in
Merlot.
There.
So. Merlot. He said Merlot.
Oh, Merlot.
That's how I call him Merlot.
I love him Merlot.
No.
Thank you, Selma.
You're You're welcome. I love you all. I listen to you every day.
Thank you so much.
We love you too. You have a wonderful day. Well, that's cool.
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime. I know that one.
Comme si, comme ça.
Je t'aime. Big Al, what happened to you yesterday, man?
Well, you probably saw me on the side of the road. This hadn't happened to me in years.
Uh-huh.
Because I know how to put gas in a car. But yesterday, when I went to pick up my car that had been in the shop for 3 or 4 days, it didn't dawn on me that I needed to check the gas gauge, which actually, that wouldn't have helped because the gas gauge doesn't work. This is a very, very old car. It doesn't even work.
So how do you keep track of the gas?
You just fill it up every time you get in.
Yeah. Okay.
So I go and pick it up and say, oh, it'll start right up. Start right up.
You're
right. So I get on the freeway, and it's almost traffic time, and it's about 98 degrees. Shut up. 98 degrees. My car goes dead. I'm in.
Shout out, Dad.
I'm in 60 mile an hour traffic, but rush hour is upon us. It hadn't hit yet, but it's about to. And I'm coming to this place. I think they call it a vortex. Like, I can either exit, I can stay on the freeway, but either way, I got to make a decision because I need a shoulder. And I'm in, like, the middle lane, and my car is not even on at this point.
Oh.
You're rolling, though.
But I am rolling.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're not going to roll for a long time because Al does not go over 40 miles an hour.
I'm not going to roll for a very long time, and I'm approaching a place where the road is an incline. So, and I'm in what is called the Mixmaster in Big Sis, where a lot of freeways kind of come and go, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, do I exit? No, there's no shoulder over there, so I need to stay on. And so, anyway, I find a place over to the shoulder where I can exit somewhat safely. Now I start looking around. I'm like, there's no place for me to go, like, without crossing the freeway
right
on foot. And so, and rush hour is coming, and I'm around kind of a bend, so people wouldn't have a long time to see me.
But you're at least in a bright red car, so at least that stands out.
So at least it stands out. So then once in a while, pop, like, people are blowing at me like I have a choice. I wouldn't stop on the side of the freeway.
You still inconvenience them.
Yeah, Al.
I'm like, bomb to you. So, car won't start. I'm still trying to see. Maybe there's like one little drop of gas. And I get out and I start shaking the car.
Does that work?
Sometimes? Nothing like a guy running out of gas.
No.
If you saw Al humping a car on the freeway, that's what he was doing, okay?
So, I'm shaking the car, trying to, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm like, okay, do I call the guy back to where I just got the car at the shop? No, that's going to be another $100. Do I call AAA? No, I don't have AAA. Do I call that little number on the back of my driver's license? I did think about that. And I said, no, that's too much trouble. And I just didn't want to.
Pick an option.
So I start calling friends. Nobody's answering the phone.
Of course not. We know you ran out of gas.
You
saw the picture.
So I finally find one guy, Sean, that works for me. I said, hey, Sean, can you bring a gas can?
Oh.
And he says, yeah, where are you? I tell him. I go, where are you? He said, walks at you. I'm like, that's 30 miles away. But come on. So
you would rather sit there than
call Triple A?
No.
He doesn't have Triple A.
Just call him.
But call him on the back of the license. Why would you make somebody drive 30 miles?
Well, he was coming this way anyway. He was coming home. So I'm like, all right, I'll just sit here. So
how long did that take?
30 minutes. So I'm sitting on the side of the road, probably 45. Because he had to stop and get gas and stop and get a gas can.
And who has a gas
can? Buy one.
I don't have a gas can.
Apparently I did. I had one in the trunk of my car and I had no idea. So, but I couldn't walk anywhere anyway because I would have to.
Traffic.
You'd be killed.
I'd be killed.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. So, and Al's not a fast runner.
I'm not a fast runner at all. So I sit there and I'm trying to. Man, people are coming amazingly close. You ever see? Sometimes there's accidents when people run into parked cars.
Yeah,
what happens is because you're looking at it and your car drives where you're looking.
Yeah.
Even if you don't mean to, that's
where
it'll
happens. Go.
That's so if you're looking at the accident, that it's just their natural.
When I blew a tire out on the interstate, I got over into that grassy median and stayed there. Like, ran over, hopped in because
I couldn't even do that.
Scary.
It was scary. I couldn't do that because there was a guardrail right there. And so I could
you
just get on the
duck, man.
I was just praying. I'm like, Lord, please don't let anybody hit me right here. But this might be it.
What a way to go out.
On the side of the road.
Surely you took a few selfies.
Oh, I did. I did. I was on TV right there.
Oh, no.
Thanks to Sean. He came and got the gas can, and we got gas in there.
Oh, I'm glad you're alive.
I was that guy.
I'm surprised.
He recognized you and pulled over.
People are blowing. I don't know if they're blowing just because they want me to get out of the way.
It's not safe for them to stop.
No.
No. It's not a safe thing.
Man, Sean does so much for you.
He does.
If I was Sean, I would have made you sit out there for an hour just so you learn your lesson.
Sean needs a raise.
Yeah, Sean needs a raise.
He might have been right around the corner and just said, it's going to take me an hour.
He parked up top on the bridge and was just watching you.
Taking pictures of me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first-world problem.
You got them? You tell them to us. That's what we need, Kid Nation.
You want
to
hear them.
Your first world problems are what makes us smile sometimes on Thursdays. We feel bad complaining, so that's why we give you this time to get it off your chest. That way, everybody's happy.
There you go.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got a couple here from the text before we go to the phones. You guys, I wanted skillets for my birthday, but my husband decided to buy me a brand new car. Ugh. Still no skillets, though. Hashtag first world problems.
Take that new car to the Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, take it to get takeout.
Yeah.
Well, there you
lucky.
Go.
Lucky. Hold on one second.
When a skillet's got a car.
I don't know if this is a first world problem or a braggy problem, but I got hit on by a super hot guy that works at my gym. But I can't do anything about it because I'm married. Hashtag first world problem.
That's not a first world problem.
Not really.
But
thanks for shit.
Good on you for getting hit on at the gym.
But thanks
about
for shit.
I'm just opening it up to bragging hour.
Yeah. So many guys hit on me.
Let's go to Shelby here. Hi, Shelby.
Hi, y'all.
Hello. What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is that my boyfriend of 4 years won't propose to me yet because he wants to save more money for a bigger ring.
Oh, the good old buying time. First world problem.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what he's telling you. You're going to spin it, buddy.
Buying a little bag extra time.
Right?
I feel
you,
I'm giving him slow clap.
Yeah,
right here.
This guy. Well, call us back.
I'll be the judge of that when it happens.
Call us for first world problems when you finally get that ring and it's so big it scratches your face.
Right.
Yep.
Thank you, Shelby. Have a wonderful day and good luck. Good luck with that boyfriend. Jake wrote us on the text and said, guys, I had to remove my TV screen from my truck because a police officer said it's dangerous to drive while watching Spider-Man Homecoming, and my parents agree with him. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you definitely do not need to be watching movies while driving. I mean, the texts are bad enough.
Right.
We don't need you watching movies.
Have you ever found yourself watching the TV in someone else's car when you're driving?
Yes.
Like on the back of the headrest or whatever?
Oh, that happens a lot in the burbs now.
Yeah.
All these kids have the cool TVs in the back.
But no, don't pull off. Yeah.
You get lucky enough. Yeah, you get lucky enough to get behind them, the red light.
Right.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Great. Doing awesome. What's your first world problem?
Well, I'm a huge, huge fan of BTS. And I'm 60 years old. I'm a Caucasian woman. I just started listening to them after the AMAs back in, I guess it was October, November.
Yeah.
And their album just hit number one on the Billboard Music, and I never hear any of their songs on any radio station.
Yeah,
hashtag first world problem.
That's Kelly Raspberry's fault, by the way, Sharon.
That's not my fault. That's not my fault.
Thank you, Sharon.
That's not my fault.
I'm sure BTS will end up on the radio.
I'm sure.
Hey, you know what? Justin Bieber wasn't played on the radio for
a long time. Took a long time for One Direction and Sync, same way.
They had a huge fan base there.
Yeah. It's you guys that'll make it happen, so it'll get there, Sharon. You keep listening to that album, though. Keep them number one. What's up, Micah?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy? You have a first world problem for us?
Yes, this is going to sound awful, but I recently bought a BMW because I like the style of the car. Uh-huh. And you know the big bottle waters you get at Walmart, the glass one?
Yeah.
I can't drink it because the ceiling's too low in my car. I tilt it up and it hits the roof and I can't drink it.
Hey, congrats on that Beamer, though, right?
Yeah, oh, congrats on that boss.
Yeah, the gentleman's the boss.
Totally impractical glass bottles.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you can break those, right?
Yeah, I took one to the gym once and cracked my tooth because I was trying to elliptical and drink the boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
The bottles are cool, but it's like, what am I going to do with this?
Right.
It's cool in a restaurant.
But not at the gym.
Yeah, it's not practical.
From the text, my niece is upset because she wants to go to Costa Rica for her 16th birthday.
Huh.
But you guys, she can't.
Why?
She's already going to be in Belize. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh,
what a rat.
Oh, man. Kids.
Kids.
Wow. Christine? Or Christine?
Yeah.
Did Justin forget an S in there?
Ain't no Christine here.
No Christine's Christine. Hi, Christine. Christine. Justin doesn't know where the S is on the keyboard. Hashtag first world
problems. Maybe the S is stuck.
What's up, Christine?
Hello?
Yeah, yes. Go. What's your first world problem?
My dishwasher broke.
That is it.
Oh, man.
That's that. I don't need any more than that.
And to the point.
My dishwasher broke.
Hashtag first world problem.
My dishwasher broke.
You just want to share your pain. I get it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yep. No joke here. It's real. It's real life.
I don't care about you jokey jokesters, but my dishwasher's broken. Now I got to wash the dang dishes.
Not hot enough for men to hit on me at the gym, but my dishwasher broke. That's right.
See, we need more keeping it real like Christine.
Right.
That's what we need right there. My dishwasher
love
broke.
Love you, Christine.
Christine. Christine's the best.
Oh, my God.
See, Christine gets it.
Yeah. My dishwasher broke. I love you. I love you, Christine. Thank you so much for your call. Yeah, sometimes the simple things in life will make you laugh.
Oh, my God.
Following the rules. She's following the first world problem rules.
My dishwasher broke.
Oh, why that man. Struck us so funny.
My dishwasher broke.
Oh, man. Oh, boy, that was hilarious.
Man, from the text,
hilarious.
Hi, I'm Ben. I gained a little bit of weight, so now the T-buckle on my Tom Ford belt stabs my stomach when I sit at work. Hashtag problems.
The T on the Tom Ford belt pinches his gut. That's so funny.
Got the Dunlap.
Yeah, look at you.
Belly Dunlap.
Dunlap door. Yep. And also his dishwasher broke. Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Welcome to First World Problems. We would love to hear yours.
Oh, well, first I want to say good morning, you guys. I have an hour-long commute to work every morning, and you are with me the whole way, every day.
Oh, thank
you.
We love
very,
you for
very
that.
Much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
My first world problem is I could not manage to get a dip cone or a malt after 3 stops.
All the machines are broken?
What?
So I stopped at Dairy Queen, so excited I'm going to get a dip cone. Yeah. I don't get one very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to splurge. Pull up, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, the chocolate's not sticking to the cones. And I'm like, how does that even happen? but that's okay. I'm a glass half full kind of girl. And I'm like, that's okay. I'll spin around the corner to Whataburger, which I also don't get to visit very often. I'll get a small vanilla malt.
Yeah.
I pull around there, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. We're cleaning out the machine. And I'm like, aren't you open 24 hours a day? I mean, just get 2 machines for crying out loud.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So then my
machine broke.
My glass is still half full. And I'm like, okay, that's okay. At the other end of this highway, there's another Whataburger. I'll just stop there. So I pull in there. I'm so excited. They tell me the machine's fine. I'm getting my thing. I drive off and I take a sip of it. And I'm like, oh my God, who made this? Worst thing I've ever had in my life. So now my glass is completely empty at this point.
Half glass full.
God wants you to stick to that diet.
Every roadblock in your path. Yeah, that's 3 strikes. You can't get your dip.
You're probably praying, please, Lord, help me.
No dip cone for you today. That was 3 strikes. Dang.
Help me with this diet.
Yeah, that's the worst one. You really want one of those.
The
machine's
finally
broken.
Break down.
Oh, man.
And then it's not good. Ugh, I hate that.
I just want to go get a Frosty from Wendy's because I saw that you could put the best alcohol to go with that.
What?
It was Kahlua. Yeah.
That would be
somebody tried all the alcohol and came.
Well, that would make sense.
Of course. Well, you just make a coffee drink.
The worst one they said was the vanilla whip vodka. It was not very good with it. And you would think it would be okay.
Sweet.
Yeah,
vodka.
I guess. Yeah, vodka just doesn't go well with the ice
cream.
A lot
of these establishments are making adult milkshakes now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need those.
Give the kid a burger.
Summertime.
I bet the mint one would be good, too, if you're into that stuff.
There it is, right there. That's what you got to try. What's up, Steve?
Hey, morning, y'all.
Good morning. We want to hear your first world problem. What's yours?
Yeah, my first world problem is every time I go to a drive-thru and ask for easy ice, it comes back with an iceberg in the cup.
You broke up there in the middle.
I'll say that again.
Yeah, say it one more time.
Oh, I said every time I go through a drive-thru and ask for easy ice, it comes back with an iceberg in the cup.
Okay, easy ice. Light ice.
Easy ice. Combine the easy E and the ice. Easy ice. Oh, Tori has a similar problem, first world problem, like the one Anna from Kid TV had yesterday.
Okay.
Hi, Tori.
Hey.
What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is I woke up to find out that me and my boyfriend's streak on Snapchat ended.
Oh.
Whose fault is it? Yeah, of course it's his.
Was it him?
He says it's mine because I turned off my phone yesterday and my... I was going to die.
Your phone just died.
I think it just died. Yeah.
It is your fault.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to agree with him. It's your fault.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Snap streak. Everybody needs to come on over to Instagram with us. I know people are still... I still see people on the Snapchat.
I throw out one occasionally.
A Snapchat?
Yeah, but I only have like a handful of friends.
Yeah. Only a handful? Do you send it to me?
Are you my friend on there?
I think so.
Yeah.
You have to log
on. I don't send you anything.
I'm logged on.
It's just there for you to see.
It's my app.
You sent me one, but my phone broke.
The phone's broken out?
The phone broke.
Didn't your computer just break?
All right, I got
plumbed. And your gas?
Yeah.
And your car's broken?
No,
your front door's broken? Your garage is broken? Al's life is broken.
I was trying to tell you.
Broken.
Yeah, you're broke.
Marble jar's broken.
Broken.
Hey, coming up next, we got some new Cardi B.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got some new ones from Cardi B coming out. And a teacher claps back with a rap. Mr. Jake Paul. Jake Paul causing some waves. We'll get into that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello, Kid Nation.
Hello.
Got some new music out if you want to hear it.
All right.
Yeah. From your boy, Al, Adam Levine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
That's your homie right there.
What's Maroon 5 got going?
They got a new song called Girls Like You. And in fact, in the video, has tons of high-profile women dancing with Adam Levine, as they should.
Well.
Take a listen to it. On him, but they're dancing with him.
Yeah.
And this song actually features Cardi B.
Oh, really?
So you always wonder, like, how would Cardi B sound with Maroon 5?
I always wondered that.
She actually cleaned it up for her part. Here's Cardi B in Girls Like You.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No one's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. Where every other girl you meet is too crazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now, doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart. Let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses and carriage. I need it right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
J-Lo's in the video.
Everybody's in it.
Oh my God.
Ellen's in it.
Eve.
Mary J.
Blige. Mary J. No, it's wow. Mary J. Sorry.
Eve.
Ellen is in it.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
How about that?
Allie Reisman. I'm trying to think of all the names I can remember.
Well done.
I was like, is that J-Lo?
Ashley Graham.
On Kid TV.
Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
Dang, wow. Adam Levine.
Wow. Where'd go? Adam?
That's really good to get.
His wife and baby.
All those famous women in that video.
Yeah, right?
Bugatti Prince, who's holding their daughter Gio, I think her name is.
Uh-huh. I like that song.
I kind of like that.
Give me a little love to girls.
And I like the girls in there, too.
I saw this new rapper on AGT because I had the audition process. There's this young girl. She was a teenage girl. And she had a really good rapper. She was actually rapping about issues, about put your guns down, and she talked about her childhood. I'm telling you, AGT is one of my favorite shows. I love it.
The big pull your pants up rapper.
Yeah, pull your pants up.
Another social issue.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there's always social issues that come up. And that's which was really cool to hear a young rapper like that. She was actually rapping about what's going on. Speaking about young people, there's a lot of young kids that love Jake Paul. Jake Paul right now, enemy number one with the show because he ditched out on an interview with us.
Oh, that's right. Not an enemy, just like, bye.
He left us hanging. He must have been, he was twice, by the way.
Yep.
The first time, said cool. Second time, we're done. But.
Well, he'll have a long career.
I mean, he's made enough money where he'll be fine. But during Teacher Appreciation Week, Jake Paul released a music video called My Teachers. And instead of being how great teachers are, it's about how they don't teach kids anything. Remember, this was during Teacher Appreciation Week from Jake Paul.
Look, I'm a millionaire, but I ain't used nothing in my life that the teachers taught me.
Yeah.
Mm. My teachers never taught me that. How to deal with this or that. How to make my paper stack. How to get a DM back. How to buy a Lambo cash. My teachers never taught me that.
Not to be confused with Logan Paul. This is Jake Paul, Logan's younger brother.
Oh, boy.
Logan's more annoying younger brother.
It makes me so sad that my little sister loves him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Because I see so many cool kids that I talk to, and when I bring up Jake Paul, they're huge.
It just adds to the disrespect for teachers in the classroom.
Right, they catch me outside and all this.
Their hands are tied to a certain extent. I just feel so bad for them.
I think a week or two ago, was it Jake Paul that was in town?
Yeah.
And I was all of us, Facebook and even Instagram. Anybody got any tickets to see Jake?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, to go see that. Now, the parent, who is a teacher, I guess probably didn't know.
About the song?
Was trying to find tickets for their kid to go see this, and that's what the dude's saying. We sound
like that. Exactly, you know. I just don't get it. I see what he wants to do, and he wants to be an entertainer, and I get some of the videos can be funny. There's entertainment, but you have a voice, man, and you can actually throw something out there for the kids when you're not joking around.
Yeah.
But he doesn't seem to want to take that in. But a teacher did respond.
Oh, good.
It's a teacher and a coach in Texas. His name is Matt Preston, and this is how he responded.
Hey, y'all make about $35,000 a year, son.
Hey, yo, little Mexico, pass the gas.
My students know I got their back. So don't be dissing me just because your teacher was whack. I may not count stacks or driving the Cadillac, but I do it for the kids and they know that's a fact. First off, let me say congratulations. You got a platform and you're reaching kids across the nation. But with great power comes great responsibility. You're killing me, Peter Parker, with all of this hostility. Let's have a conversation. Cause even most of the teachers I know don't like cookie cutter education. So please, don't throw the baby out with the bath. All because you had a bad experience in math. A few bad apples don't make the grove bad. Some of these kids see me more than their own dad. Ooh. So just because you show up on their screen, don't belittle my influence and ability to intervene. Cause I don't see Jake Paul in the hallways. I don't see him in the stands at their ball games. But I'm here like every day, bro. So how you gonna diss me with that Disney Channel flow? My students know I got their back.
I love it.
Don't be dissing me.
Number one.
Every teacher has a... He's putting all these teachers in there, and they all look so pissed.
They're mean mugging. It's a rap video, Kelly.
I love that dude. But it made me nervous because they're looking. I'm like, are they looking at me?
Yeah, they're disappointed. I think they're looking at Jake Paul. They're disappointed in Jake Paul.
Yes, again, I love that. What's his name again?
His name is Matt Preston.
Thank you, Mr. Preston.
That was great.
Put him on Ellen.
Give
him $10,000 from some
song. Yeah. Forget Ellen. Give him a freaking record deal. That guy can rap.
Ellen got first dibs.
Yeah. Ellen's going to get it.
Ellen's got a record.
She can
do record contracts. So Jake's brother, Logan, actually commented on this video and said, this is going to go viral. So I think Logan picked the teacher side on this one.
Yeah. Bro, he's got to do anything he can right now to make good.
Logan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Logan's the one that had the video on the suicide forest in Japan.
He's learning.
He is learning.
Yeah,
he's evolving,
and he's trying to work with suicide prevention now. He's trying to use his platform for good, which is what his brother should be doing.
We
Jake Paul.
Our platform for good.
We do.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot we go to Kids.
Yeah, that. I'm kidding. No, we should do. We should take more opportunities.
Part of it, when you're lucky enough to have a platform of a lot of people, you should find ways to help.
Yeah. Hook them with the funny and do what you got to do. But
absolutely.
Then when it gets down to it and you have and they're listening to you, then you could drop the knowledge on them.
Give me a platform.
You want a platform, Al?
Yeah.
You have a platform right here.
A cause that's close to your heart. Do you?
Yeah. What's your cause, Al?
A cause. I don't have a cause. Well, I did feed the homeless for a little while.
You did? You took your pizza truck around.
Yeah, but then your restaurant closed.
Yeah. Well, I still had a pizza truck, so we could still do it.
Yeah. That's Al's cause, right?
Yeah, but, you know, my guy broke his leg and so it kind of took... anyway, I'm going to find me another platform.
Gotta have a cause or multiple.
Another cause.
Yeah. Find your cause. Go towards that cause. Get a platform. Don't buy Lambos.
Yeah.
Well, I should buy a Lambo, but still... Yeah, you can buy
a Lambo.
Yeah, if
you
can afford it.
Nothing wrong with that.
That might be my platform. Give me a Lambo.
That's not a platform, Al. That's...
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.